My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What player are you most excited to see and to track this preseason, starting with tomorrow afternoon's game? First guy I'm going to give you is Brandon Coleman. If you've listened to this show, you know I'm beating this drum pretty hard. I think he's got a chance to be the starting left tackle. Now here's the bad news. I don't think he's going to play in the game tomorrow. They have not ruled him out. So I've got to assume until they do that there's a possibility he plays. But after he was a no-go in the joint session in the rain yesterday, I think he's been banged up this week. We may not see him. But if he plays, he is number one on my non-Daniels list of guys to watch, because he's going to be tested more against the Jets than he has been against anybody at Commander's camp on their depth chart. The Jets pass rushers are pretty good. I was watching some video yesterday that came out from their own broadcast network of some of the one-on-ones with Jermaine Johnson, their edge they drafted 2 years ago, and Will McDonald, the edge they drafted last year. McDonald put on some nasty spin moves on Chris Paul. He's a good-looking player. Speed rusher off the edge. They got a type that they like to draft that can get to the quarterback. And when Hassan Reddick shows up, they're actually going to be a really, really good defensive group up front getting after the QB. But I'm a big believer in Coleman. He's 23. He's 6'6" and 320 pounds. He's a massive player, really long arms. Third-round pick, 67th overall out of Texas Christian. He was second-team All-Big 12 last year. He made 7 starts at left tackle and 4 at left guard last season. He split those two spots. And a lot of teams around the league thought he was going to be drafted as a guard because he's kind of got a guard body, frankly. But he's got tackle length. Washington likes him as a tackle. You know, last year, he only gave up 1 sack on 723 snaps, which is overall snaps, not pass dropbacks, obviously. But you know, 1 sack all season. He had 32 pancakes, which sounds like a good breakfast to me at IHOP. Junior year, 1 year earlier, 15 games at left tackle. He was a full-time player at the position. When I caught up with him recently, he said he plans on playing left tackle. That's what he wants to do. He's always kind of thought that's where he's going to end up. And he and Washington are like-minded there. He's got to beat out Cornelius Lucas. And if he plays against the Jets, I think a strong game, he will be well-positioned to win the job. Now, if what I think happens takes place and he doesn't play in this game, then come next week against Miami, that joint practice and that game are massive for him, as big as he is at 6'6". He's got to find a way to have a really good couple of days there in Miami, and you'd probably write your name in pencil as the starting left tackle if you could pull that off. But he's right at the top of my list of guys I'm most excited to see. First of 3 preseason games tomorrow. Give me the name of the player you're most excited about watching. Who's the guy you close your eyes, you think about kickoff tomorrow that you can't wait to see out on the field between the lines? 800-636-1067. I told you my guy would be Brandon Coleman. I am skeptical as to whether or not he's going to play. I'll give you another guy that I think should play, and who knows, maybe he won't. Again, preseason 2024. seems like teams don't really care about these games at all. Frankie Louvu, if he makes his debut, I cannot properly explain how much I love this player already. When they signed him, he was a guy that I remember a couple of my buddies in the NFL would talk about from time to time as like underrated, really good player. Check out this dude in Carolina. And you know who he is, but you don't know a lot about him, right? You go back and you watch a game or two, and you just fall in love. If that guy isn't one of the three or four most fan-friendly favorite players on the team, most beloved talents in Washington this year, either he got hurt, or I don't know what I'm watching anymore. People are going to really enjoy Louvu. He's 27. He's a tweener defender. More, you know, that almost sounds negative. I would say maybe a versatile defender sounds better because he can play everything. 6'3", 235. He can move him around. I like guys who are self-made, and nobody is more self-made than Frankie Louvu, who was an undrafted free agent out of Washington State, who barely made the Jets initially and had to fight and scratch and claw to be a specialist initially. And then he goes to Carolina, and he becomes a starting defender. And by the end of his time in Carolina, pretty darn good one. And now the third phase of his career is here in Washington, where now you're a high-paid leader. You're one of the best players on a defense. You've gone from special teams guy to starter they have some hopes for to now third level. You're high paid. You're a leader. We need you to run the room with Bobby Wagner. Last two seasons, Louvu, 12.5 sacks, 7 and 5.5. Off-ball linebacker getting some pass rush work. I think he'll rush the quarterback more. So I hope we get a look-see at Louvu. We get to see him thumping a little bit, being physical.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.